Hey folks, we've been fortunate enough to catch up with David Bramhill of Union Jack Oil. Are you there, David?
Yeah, hi there, Mike.
How are you today? You okay?
Yeah, very well. Thanks for asking.
Excellent. So, needless to say, I've been talking quite a bit about Union Jack Oil, particularly for some time. I'm something of a supporter of the company and yourself. I've been of the opinion that the developments at the Wrestle One site particularly have actually been quite encouraging. There's not a great deal going out there. Do you want to give us your kind of take on things from Wrestle?
Yeah, when you say not going out of there, what do you mean really by that?
Yeah, I mean, it seems that there's not a great deal of kind of interest at the minute for UK onshore. That's seemingly kind of been ignited and magnified somewhat by the recent development to Horse Hill and the developments that are going on down there. I think that's going to help sentiment and momentum with UK onshore, and I'm somewhat encouraged by the recent announcements from both yourself, Egdon, and the partners up at Wrestle One.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, no, Wrestle's really, really, really nice. Been a good well for us, as you know. It's the first well in our program. Discovery. All takes time to get permitry going through and all this sort of thing, but you get there in the end. It's just about getting the paperwork in line. And as you mentioned about the Horse Hill, of course it puts everybody on the map. You know, sentiment's beginning to look good again due to that. You know, it's a turbo game, especially with the oil price like it is. But again, on saying that, a lot of these onshore wells are very inexpensive. You know, you could make money. I'm not relating to Wrestle or any particular well, but most of these wells, if you can't make money at $25 a barrel, you know, that's a sort of maybe even lower. But, you know, conventional wells, quite inexpensive, and they run on for years and years and years.
So what you're saying is we've got low economic kind of uplift, and even in a depressed oil market, both yourself potentially and others that are working within the conventional industry are going to be able to be profitable.
Oh, sure, you're never going to get a North Sea style thing. However, I must say the announcement yesterday from Horse Hill, you know, it does look, you know, obviously lots of work to be done, but, you know, well done them, you know, well done anyone that finds oil, because it's not an easy game anywhere in the world, let alone the UK, although the odds are a lot better onshore, you know, closeology, people know where to drill, you know, like, there's nothing new in the world in the UK, excuse me, especially onshore.
Yeah, I mean, you know, from your chain of announcements, or certainly the operator's chain of announcements, we've seen three different kind of columns of pay coming out of Wrestle One. Obviously, we know there's got to be further extensive testing on the well. But you've got to be, I mean, is it fair to say that you're quite pleased so far as to your findings? Because as I understand it, the original outlook seems to have been improved on somewhat from recent results. Is that fair to say?
It's fair to say that. What we're doing at the moment, like, you're quite right in what you say. We flowed oil from all three zones tested, and also we flowed a hell of a lot of gas as well, which is hence the reason we went below the gas cap, because the log showed potentially a pretty decent-sized oil column below, which has been proven correct. And all of these sections flowed oil. And you've got to remember, this is under its own steam. This isn't without any sort of tickling around or any strange things or pumping or anything. This is actually coming to surface on its own accord. So it would be interesting to see when we actually put the ash over grit. It's already been announced on pump first, and then we move up to the Penistone flag. So God knows what it will give on pump. Like, hopefully it'll be very good, but until we put it on pump, I suppose, going back to your earlier question, hasn't been a lot of reaction yet. I can see the reason why, because even though we flowed oil, it doesn't mean to say that it's going to pump consistently, and we don't know that. It'd be very, very wrong of us to say, oh, this is going to do 250 a day or 300, because the honest answer to that is we don't know. However, it sure got the symptoms of being a very, very nice well for us. And it's a progressive sort of thing. We've got to update the reserves now. We've got all the information. We finished the testing. The workover rig has gone home. We've capped the top of the well. The next thing is to put a pump up there, which is hopefully going to happen, according to Egdon, around about mid-May. All the material for testing is being sourced. You know, we're looking for, obviously, flares. You're going to need some storage tanks. You're going to need a pump. We don't know what sort of pump we put out. It might be a jet pump, might be a beam pump, or depending what we think is best for the well. So what people are looking for with us is the word commerciality, and it would be wrong of us to say commercial until we've gone through the whole process. There's nothing worse than saying, oh, this is, as like I said, it's got the symptoms, but we won't have to wait very long. By the end of June, we would have tested the two zones. Egdon, I guess, would be talking about development. That would be the next stage. You know, what do we do? You know, it's a big old license, and you could drill more than one well, two wells, three wells, and it would all multiply up. But this is all, you know, on the wish list for the future.
Yeah, I mean, it's all circumstantial, isn't it? I know what you're saying. You don't want to speculate too heavily on it. Once you go into test, what actually happens with the oil that flows? What do you do with that? You know, for people out there who are perhaps not quite au fait with the day-to-day kind of operation, when that oil comes out on the test, you know, does it go into a receptacle and it's held somewhere? You know, do you sell it? What happens to it?
Oh, it's a simple process. You literally have, you've got the pump, a pipe from the pump to a storage tank or tanks on site. You've probably seen them all over. Black things, green things, yellow. They're all colours that suit the environment. But once they get full up, tanker comes along, takes it away to, I assume, Immingham would be the closest scenario. You sell it just below spot, on spot, monthly average. You get a very good price for it. You know, there's no steep discounts or anything. Like I said, if you look back at the announcements, this is good oil. The API, this is clean, and there's no nasties in it, sulfur or anything like that. No, this is good stuff, and if it produces on the long term, then, you know, it's a winner. Of course it is. But it's dead easy. You just put it into a tank and you sell it. We've already sold the test production. You know, we've already produced our first oil, which is great.
All right, so we've got some further testing, extensive testing to go on at three pay zones at Wrestle 1. The stuff that's uplit, the oil that comes to surface, pretty simple process, and is sold, so there's a bit of revenue coming from that. We know you've got a decent cash position, David. What can investors expect in the short and mid-term future of the company? You know, are the things that you're looking at, you know, where do things stand as we speak?
Oh, we're always looking for onshore deals. Now, that's what we do. We're effectively an investment. Instead of taking on a broad spectrum of licenses, which cost a lot of money to maintain and upkeep, we've effectively cherry-picked. We've got a very, very good experienced chap on board of us, Graham Bull. And as you know, Martin Durham, who used to be our technical guy, he's moved on to Egdon. So, you know, we haven't lost him. We're all working together as a team. So we effectively, you know, I make no bones, we cherry pick. We try and pick the best we can, you know, the best value. You know, what's the risk, return, reward? You know, it's not a case of doing a scattergun, or we're going to drill any well we can. You know, we turn down as many deals as we've looked at and taken on board. So what to expect for the future? Well, hopefully the Wrestle will be a producer. We can deem it commercial, and then we can start talking about development, which is really, really big. Because you can multiply up, then we also would be expecting the new reserve figures from the pre-drill, which was, I think, 2.1 before we drilled. Hopefully, will come out a lot bigger, but that work's still ongoing from the test results.
So there's the potential there for a reserve upgrade should things stack up?
Oh, of course there is, but we don't know yet. It'd be really wrong of me to say, oh, hey guys, you're going to see a reserve upgrade, because I really, really don't know. But Egdon is working on this, and they'll come out with their figures. So fingers crossed. No, like I say, Wrestle looks a good well. It looks one of the nicest I've seen for a long, long time, I'm sure.
Well, I'm hoping that, Dave, that the kind of sentiment and momentum that is now kind of, as I say, being focused on Shaw will help drive both or all, you know, junior players in the industry. So congratulations with Wrestle One to date. Hopefully we'll hear a bit more from you in due course. And that's David Bramhill of Union Jack Oil. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for your time.
Cheers.